Peace, peace, love and light to you, grand rising to you, and thank you for tuning in, grand evening, grand day, peaceful night, sleep tight. Hello to everyone, this is your girl Serene Blue, I am your host. And thank you for tuning back into Spiritual Talk with Serene Blue. And today, I am out walking, getting to know this part of Denver. If I haven't said it already before, that is my current location. I live in Denver, Colorado for now. And if you have ever lived here, ever been here, it's a beautiful city. But it is set up a lot like, I don't want to say Atlanta, but it's like Atlanta. It's like a, for jokes, it's like a white Wakanda. And there is certain parts, and guess let me, they sure do got a whole bunch of academies and schools everywhere. So I guess I'll make this turn right here because I don't think I can walk. Yeah, okay. So let's move along before I get distracted. Because y'all know I do that when I go walking. I be paying attention to everything. So anyways, a little update about me and what's going on with your girl spiritually, right? That's what we here to talk about. And in the midst of all the chaos, or, you know, all the things that's been going on, the energy has been real, real intense, real in my face. Like, can't run from it, can't hide from it, can't escape from it. It don't matter what I drink, what I eat, what I smoke, how I smoke. Don't matter how much CBD cream I have. Certain things you cannot escape. So, this is Wyatt Academy. Okay. I was wondering. Okay, they got a green rating. But, yeah, I guess this is my street, huh? And I got lost looking at the school. So, in the midst of everything that's been going on, right? And like I said, one day I want to do this, share my story, my memoirs, my blogs. I want to like almost openly discuss it. Here go another squirrel. My little squirrels, they finna start popping out. But one day, you know, I'll get there to where legally I can say stuff that I really, 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 really want to say. Because right now I got I got enough, you know, kind of feels like I'm on a different version of probation, in a sense, with what I have going on. But anyways, let's get to it. Early Excellence Program of Denver. What's the name of this one? Okay. Y'all know. I totally forgot today is Sunday. And everybody in this area is getting ready and walking to church. So, excuse this recording if it continues to be in and out. But anyways, with everything that I got going on and with everything that has to be taken care of, I have still been looking for a therapist. Okay? I knew after things got real intense in Scorpio season, even a little bit in Sagittarius season, but that's when things started to calm down. Because your girl could have definitely been gone to jail twice. And that's all I can say about that. But anyway, so since Scorpio season, it had only been like maybe a month since I had quit therapy. And I knew that if I quit therapy, I was going to need my friends, you know, my close people that are close to me. I say it like that. People that are close to me, I knew that if I quit therapy, I was going to start leaning onto people close to me. And of course, that did not always work out in my favor, because, you know, people close to you, they got their own shit going on. And I really I really try my hardest, you know, to handle my shit on my own and not drain people with the bullshit that I got going on. People don't always see it that way, though. You know, because they got they own life, they own shit going on. And Anyways, getting to it. So I had been searching and searching and searching and searching for a therapist. And long story short, of course, I make connections with people due to what was going on with me and my situation. And that connection went from somebody was trying to help me escape my situation, and it went from that to she connected me with someone else, and I got a reading, and that was intense, and that led to me finding an elder who would spiritually protect me. And I went to go check out her YouTube page. And it had a whole bunch of, you know, spiritual stuff. Being initiated in a religious aspect, which I respect, because, you know, you take the time to put in your craft, you want it to be known. Lord, if this dude pull over. See, I'm a Gemini, honey. But that led to that. And then she had a video on her page. And it was a video that actually was not heavily spiritual. It was talking about, it meant to be spiritual, but after things, let me get to it. So anyway, I watched this video, and it wasn't a spiritual video. I mean, it had a spiritual vibe to it, but what they was talking about was relationships and mental health. And it really stuck out to me. And the girl on the show, she ended up being I think she's ex-army. I think she's ex-army. But either way, she's an ex-army veteran. So she's bringing in her knowledge with the spiritual ancient times with her military background. No, it's fine. So she has this military background, and since she has been out, she has cultivated herself into being a therapist and doing consultations. So I was like, okay, this is it. All I can do is just try. Let me try to find her. Let me look her up. Looked up her website. And manifestations, boy, are powerful. Because she had a free consultation. So I know y'all like, most of the time you look for a therapist, they have free consultation. No, they don't. Everybody don't have free consultation. Not where I'm at. So signed up for the free consultation. And she contacted me 2 days later. We set up to talk 2 days later. See how quick that manifest time, right? 2 days later. So this is how I know when things are really meant for me and in my path and in my journey. That's how you know. Things just manifest really quickly and they just literally start to come to you. We had the consultation, and within the consultation, you know, she let me know that she could sense I'm still having issues with anxiety and, you know, I'm in a stagnant place due to my situation and all that good stuff. But the reason for this podcast, right? I had to warm up to it, y'all. So if you are still listening, thank you so much. But make sure I'm still recording. Okay, cool. So I told her that my estranged husband is an Air Force vet, a disabled Air Force vet. And I had mentioned to her, my dad is also a disabled Air Force vet. My sister, my oldest sister, is a Air Force vet, but she's not disabled. Or at least not to my knowledge. And then, you know, off top of that, being born. Ooh, is that really a 7-Eleven? I'm hungry. Stay focused, cuz. I have to stay focused because something smells so good out here. Wow, somebody just got a whole cow. A whole cow statue in their front yard. I have really thought about vlogging these walks. There goes another squirrel. Squirrels just love me. So y'all could catch like the scenery with when I'm talking. But I haven't built up the courage to be, like, you know, walking around with a phone and holding it out in front of me. It's bad enough I'm talking to my phone, and everybody y'all have heard me interact with is looking at me crazy. But anywho, getting used to that. I'm crazy. Well, it don't matter. So, man, something smelled good. Golly, getting distracted still. But she had mentioned to me, she said, you were telling me that you were a Shiro. And that kind of is what stopped me in my tracks. You know, normally I could be talking to somebody and it could take sometimes that one key word to get my attention. And when she said it, morning. So So when she said it, it had got my attention. And I said, excuse me, wait. You know, I'm a Gemini, my mind is going a million miles a minute. I said, come again. She said, oh, you didn't know that you are a Shiro. And I was like, Shiro, what are you talking about? She was like, a Shiro is a woman who have noble abilities, who supports family when they come out of the military. So you are indeed a Shiro. And she said, even before you met your husband, you was a Shiro because you have been around your father and your sister. And you have also dated people who have came out of the military. And I was just like in awe. Like, I had a moment. It had registered right then and there. I had no idea I was a Shiro. And I definitely didn't know it before my husband, but I had never really considered that even with my estranged husband, because, you know, the way our relationship dynamic is set up, he keeps me so closed off. Well, what's going on with him to the point to where I do that now too? So we don't connect on an emotional or mental level, because it does not take long at all for us, you know, for it to get crazy, beyond chaotic, traumatic. You know, it really, at this point, it really does not. And I ain't even talking about like what simple stuff, just anything. It doesn't matter how big, how small, which has been an indicator for a very long time that we didn't need to be together anymore. But here this therapist was telling me about, I'm a Shiro. I am a Shiro. Kids on bikes. And it just, y'all, it just never, it really never dawned on me. You know what I'm saying? That term Shiro, it never dawned on me that that's indeed who I was and what I have been. And not just to even just military. You know, because I had to look up the definition of Shiro. Not even that. I just, it struck a chord in my soul. Like, it just reminded me of all my karmic debts and relationships I've been in. And it's like, damn, that's really what I've been put on here to do. To be a support for everyone. And that can be draining at times. You know? So, like I said, when she said it to me, I really didn't know what to think of it. But it was enough for me. It was enough for me to go back and to look to see what this means. And so far, I haven't found like deep meanings. And I know that when new terms like thalassophobia, when that came to me in a dream, I know if I can't find much information on it, it's meant for me to go within. So, this therapy session happened on January 9th, which if you take the month of January and the day of the 9th, that's 1 plus 9 in a numerology, which equals to 10. And we all know in numerology, 10 is the same thing as 1, which is my life path number. So I knew that I was in alignment, and that this phone call, this consultation at the time, it was definitely meant to happen. So here I am, ending this consultation and still like dumbfounded. Like, damn, I'm a Shiro. You know? And really taking that in. And today is December 12th. Whew, thank goodness the moon is now about to be in Leo. Because my Cancer moon self, as soon as that Cancer moon energy gets near, within the week of, I already feel it. Because I'll go into download mode and meditate so much. It's like I'll download and meditate through those days faster, just so that I can prepare my mental for the days that the moon is in Cancer, so that then I can further assess it spiritually for my journey. So, oh wow, that's a nice view. So, I'm going to read to you what Shiro means. And it is a female, a woman, identified person who is admired or idolized for courage, outstanding achievements, and noble qualities. And it just, as small as that may seem to some people, this was a pivotal moment. Because I had recently started back working. And I was like, I gotta go to work, I gotta do this. And I see that even with me working those couple of days a week that it didn't take long for my family support to pull me right out of it. Oh boy, this street has no sidewalks. So, it didn't take me long to get pulled out of it. And I just kind of saw that as a opportunity to oh man, where did I was at? But it was an opportunity to dang. I lost my step. I was almost done. Okay, so it didn't take long, you know, for my family to need me, and they need my support more than that. So it was like, here I am again. I have to pull away from me and put on this Shiro cape and, you know, be strong. My life has really shown me that how powerful I am, how strong I am, even mentally. Like, sometimes I be like, I know something wrong with me, right? But when I show up and when I'm together and I'm focused, I'm strong like a motherfucker. I'm powerful like a motherfucker. Could nobody take me off my square? You dig what I'm saying? So I know that this podcast is one of my more lengthy podcasts. So again, if you have stayed tuned in this long, I really, really, really appreciate it. I really needed the space and the time to get things off my chest in a appropriate manner. I wanted to discuss fully so you guys could feel the full range of my emotions and my feelings with accepting Shiro. That is me. I am her. That's what I'm here to do. And even with someone who has allowed me to confide in them, I can't get I can't get enough of how, even though, you know, everybody got their own stuff, the people that are close to me, the people that is a part of my star family, my soul tribe, my soul family, they really do show up for me, and they tell me to have control. They tell me to chill. They reassure me, you know, and it really puts me right back on my Shiro vibe. And I just realized I was in a whole nother neighborhood. I done walked and talked so much. I'm trying to figure out where the hell I'm at now. I done got lost. I ain't never lost. I'm just finding my way. So, you know, it's just a trip, you know. I am so thankful for them, and I have so much gratitude. Why do I always pick the right time to cross the street? Whew. But so thankful for them. I have so much gratitude for them for being my support. Like, solid. So, as my journey continues with being who I want to be, I just keep looking at myself like, golly, physically, I've been through all this stuff and I'm only 31? Y'all, my soul feels so old. So old. You know, I have just been in situation after situation after situation. But I'm a Shiro at the end of it. I am a goddess at the end of it. I am a queen at the end of it. I am me. And everything that I have been through was to bring me to this point. You know? It's all a part of my journey. It's all a part of my path. It's all a part of my path. So that's today's podcast about being a Shiro. I thank y'all so much. This is Spiritual Talk with Serene Blue. I am your lovely host. And until next time, y'all be good. Peace.